Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in on this Wednesday afternoon. Again, following the latest developments out of Baltimore, next NTSB briefing comes up at 1:30. We'll see what they have to say coming up a little bit later. We'll get to this Trader Joe's story, what they are rising. Why are words hard today? What they are raising the price of for the first time in 20 years. Some days the words just, they just don't form.
I am well aware, yes.
The way that they're supposed to.
Most days for me. But yeah, we'll get into the Trader Joe thing in just a minute. I love, though, that you found this story about what's going on. Came in with a little Michael Penn singing about Grauman's Chinese, and there are some changes coming to that vaunted theater in L.A.
Have you ever been to Grauman's Chinese Theater?
I've never been. I've been by it, but I've never stopped to see like all of the palm prints and the cement outside and all of that. No.
I also have not, but this is kind of a cool, cool development. This was out of Food Beast. It opened on May 18th, 1927. The TCL Chinese Theater, one of the most famous in Hollywood history. It's where all the handprints are. It has announced that for the first time in its 97 years of operation, it will be serving Cantonese-style Chinese food, it never has.
And for a place that looks like a Chinese pagoda from the outside, you'd figure it would be a natch, right? But no, never in their 97-year history have they had Chinese food. In fact, all they had ever was the same kind of snacks you get at any movie theater. You got your Junior Mints, your Juji Fruits, your Snow Caps, whatever. And that was it. But now, yeah, they've got a guy by the name of Chef He, who is an internationally acclaimed dim sum master who began his career in Guangzhou, China, and he's the one that's in charge of the menu. They've got three different combinations that you can choose from, and they're not terribly expensive. I mean, it's $21 each with a dollar for plant-based substitutes if you want that instead. But yeah, all of these combos come in at about $20, so that's not bad. And it's a lot of what you would expect. There's a bao, barbecue shrimp, pork bun, shrimp and pork, black truffles, deep fried wonton. It's that sort of thing.
Egg roll, deep fried sesame ball, vegetable dumpling. See what else we missed here.
I want the baked savory mushroom tart. I just saw that and I want one now. That sounds outstanding.
Maybe it's just the pictures. These all look outstanding,
don't they? Yeah, I mean,
it's just very clean and very, very well put together.
Sure, and it's the kind of thing that on a small tray like that that you can bring into a movie theater with you and just munch down on while you're watching the movie. That's not going to be enough to get in anybody else's way.
So it's only for one day that this is going to happen. So thank you, publicity. Aww. It totally worked. And I don't know why they're not going to do this more often, but they've only ever allowed, like John said, snack food in the theater.
Yeah.
But somebody had the idea that for this one day, we're going to bring in this big name chef and you can have really fancy food in the theater instead.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't know about it, because I've never been there, is do they just run regular movies like any other theater does? I mean, are they, it's just first run films, right?
I am looking it up as we speak.
Because the other thing about it is it's now, as you mentioned, the TCL Chinese Theater. It's changed names I don't know how many times. I always knew it as Grauman's, but it was Mann's Chinese Theater, I think, before that. It's had a number of different iterations, but it always looks the same. And it's that place where you can go and, you know, put your foot in Douglas Fairbanks's footprint and see, you know, if it's the same size and all of that.
Showing now. Yeah, these are regular movies.
Okay.
They've got an IMAX where they're doing Dune Part 2. They've got Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire on a couple of screens. Godzilla, The New Empire is on a couple of screens. Let's see, Kung Fu Panda. They've got the Nickelback documentary is showing.
Going to Chinese theater to see Kung Fu Panda. Okay, sure. A little bit of a cultural switch there, but what are you going to do?
Hate to Love, Nickelback, Godzilla, and The Boy and the Heron, which is dubbed.
I'm going to guess that they did not have the IMAX theater there in 1927 when they opened.
You think?
Yes.
What's coming? They've got a long list of movies that are coming. Bunch of Spider-Man movies, The Fall Guy, the Pearl Jam documentary or the Pearl Jam concert is coming. Monkey Man?
Don't know that
Dev
one.
Dev Patel and Jordan Peele. That's an interesting combination.
Okay. It's another Jordan
Peele.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another horror movie from him?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Action, yeah, horror, thriller.
He's great. Yeah,
it's
at
just
that.
The next in the line of the Jordan Peeles.
Got it.
Wow. So they have on their site the renovation of the theater to create the IMAX, if you want to watch the video of what it took.
Oh, cool.
To do that. I was looking to see if there was a cost of how much it took to do it. I was looking to see, 932 people is what it is the third largest commercial movie screen in North America. Their IMAX auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah,
that was way more than you asked to know.
No, that's great. And it's a lot more now than it used to be. So the building itself, I mean, the original building that housed the Chinese theater is now just kind of the atrium. So you've got buildings on either side that have the theaters inside them, but you still go in through that iconic opening. So very cool.
Interesting. Did I say that today is Wednesday?
Did you?
And is today actually Tuesday?
No, today is Tuesday. I don't know. I didn't catch if you said Wednesday or not. if you did, it slid right by me.
Should I go roll it back?
Somebody on the text line said, I said today is Wednesday. I think today is Wednesday. I'm pretty convinced that it is, actually.
Words are hard. No, it's Tuesday. For sure.
How about that? I've probably been thinking all morning that it's Wednesday.
It's in big letters on the top of the show sheet.
Let me just tell you something. I have six tabs on one screen open, 10 open on the other, because I've got all the tabs up about the Baltimore Bridge, just so I've got a point of reference for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the vote is a week from today, so that means
today must be
Tuesday.
Yeah. What I need is a calendar in front of me, like the big paper kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I need to have at some point.
Did you say a Pearl Jam movie is being shown at that theater? Did I catch that?
Would you like me to click on it? Yes. Hold on. Because I can't
tell.
When
you were listing through the names, I thought I
did. Yeah, it's called Pearl Jam 20. Were you not aware that there is a Pearl Jam movie?
No.
Aha. That one came out in 2011.
Let me look.
I don't know if it's the same one, if they just re-upped on it or if they've done some kind of concert footage between there.
It is called Pearl Jam Dark Matter.
Releasing
one night only event.
April 16, 2024. To celebrate the release of their new album.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Be the very first to hear the band's new record, Dark Matter, on April 16th.
All right.
In select cinemas.
And you get to hear it out of movie theater speakers. I'm in.
Is it them performing what are we going to see on screen? Them performing the album?
I'm going to imagine it's not going to be one of those Taylor Swift level concert looking movie experiences.
Yeah, well, I've seen, I know there's a group of movie theater, you know, events that happen like that, that you'll see where they'll beam it from one theater to a billion other theaters across the country.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that. We'll have to, delve into that and see what we can.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, really, if they're going to do something like that. I don't know that they are, but I mean, it seems like it would be an awful waste to have it only be there, you know, for a few people in Los Angeles.
Somebody in the text line said a study was done, because it was always just a study that was done, indicating the more tabs one keeps active on their computer, the greater indicator of mental disease.
Well, if that's the case, then I am a raving lunatic, because on any given day,
that makes three of us.
Especially, right, as we get into like the 1 o'clock hour, the number of tabs I have open on my computer just skyrockets.
What do you, okay, so yeah, like, or you do a job that requires the consumption of an ungodly amount of information every day, and my memory stinks, so I have to keep everything up for reference.
Yeah.
Also, texter, a study was done. What study?
Yeah, come on
now. What's your source? Who's your source?
Well, given my own mental instability, though, I'm more than willing to accept that. I mean, for me personally, it's saying nothing about you two at all, but for me personally, it's probably true. Not only do I have a zillion tabs open, I have two different browsers open every day during the show.
I don't have that.
I've got Safari on one side to do the text line, the show sheet, and an email, and then I've got got my Chrome browser open to do all the rest of my stuff.
Monitors are you guys using?
Just one
right now. What, I have my laptop,
have
this one, two, three. I got four.
Well, okay, technically I have my phone too for the Zoom thing.
Phone makes five, I guess, for me, technically.
Yeah,
I've got it all. I've got it streamlined. I'm down to just two screens.
I mean, just
sometimes
six if you count the TVs. Now, are you counting the TVs in there, John?
Well, sometimes I will have, well, yeah, but I never watch them. And sometimes I will have the second monitor open here just for the text line, except for days like today when the text line is being a total jerk.
Yes.
So,
it really is. The text line really is being salty today.
So, not all of you, but the ones of you who are, you know who you are. You're a bunch of trolls and you should really get a life.
I mean, just on the most, I don't know what all kind of tabs you have open, but just text line, just on the most basic, like before the show even starts, John's laughing like, okay, what do you have open? Just before the show starts, text line, Facebook, two email accounts, work and my own.
Right.
Twitter always has to be up because that's how I know what's going on. Our show sheet, that's another tab. That's not counting any story we're talking about. Plus, clean the software is up, so that's another tab. That's like 15. I don't know what that was. I lost count, but that's just before 10 a.m.
So a little glimpse behind the scenes into what keeps the show rolling.
So yeah, it makes sense that I would forget what day it is.
That's where we started. I was wondering how we got here, but we forgot what day it was. So yeah, it is indeed Tuesday, the 26th of March at 12:17 p.m.
I wrote it very large now on the top of the sheet. All right, Colin would very much like for us to take a break because a clock also exists in front of me.
All right, so
coming up, we'll talk about what's going on in Canada with the reserves of maple syrup. What is coming to 1587 Prime? That's a new restaurant from
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Words are hard. Yes, that should just be the name of the show. Words are hard. So we'll get to all that coming up here on KMBZ. Did we get a hold of a little bit of the new album from Pearl Jam?
We did. And not only that, we found out that this is indeed a global event. The one night only Pearl Jam event is going to go on April 16th. They're saying a global event. Select cinemas around the world with Dark Matter in the Dark, presented with the best cinematic technology.
Do we have any idea if any theaters here will be a part of that group?
We can definitely investigate that. Let's see what we've got. Oh, 16, a bunch in Mexico. Colorado.
That's a Tuesday, right? Because that's a week after the eclipse. I now judge everything based on the sales tax vote and the eclipse, which is on a Monday.
I love this. It says Kansas City, USA. the AMC Barry Woods 24 is where you can see it here in town.
Northland, okay.
There's a couple in the St. Louis area, St. Charles, Springfield, and then we get it, and then we move to Montana for some reason. So yes, okay. at least at that one theater, the AMC Barry Woods 24, it will be shown there.
Okay. We may play more. We can play more of it as it as we can track it down.
There's only one more song that is available off the album.
What was that one called? Okay. The one we
that
came
was
in?
Dark Matter. That was
oh,
the
that
title
was
track.
That's the title track.
I
got it.
Like it. I thought it was good. Okay. You still get a lot of Eddie's marble mouth singing, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a perfect right. Pearl Jam impression there. I mean, it was dead on.
It kind of was, yeah.
Yeah, I understood every word you said, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I got it too.
Scare the heck out of you.
All right. I think it's important to point out what Trader Joe's has not raised the price of. I make no secret that one of my favorite, as much as I don't really have a sweet tooth, in fact, I have two of them on my desk as we speak, the dark chocolate peanut butter cups at Trader Joe's are made of fairy dust.
That's some good eating right there. Anytime you dark
amazing.
Chocolate and peanut butter, yeah, give me more of that.
They're amazing. And forever, well, for as long as I've been going to Trader Joe's, it is 99 cents for a package. I can't remember if it's 6 or 7. Or 8, but it has never changed. It has always been 99 cents. I said, when that price goes up is when I'm going to know the economy is really falling apart. When Trader Joe's raises that price, because they haven't yet, that is still the same. What they have decided to raise the price of for the first time in 20 years is bananas.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but bananas are one of those things. I don't know if it's a loss leader like the hot dog and a Coke thing at Costco just to bring people in. But perennially for 2 decades now, a banana, just a single banana at Trader Joe's. And they have that little kiosk like right in the middle of the aisle in the produce section that just has a bunch of loose bananas. And you can get a banana for 19 cents or you could get a banana for 19 cents for 20 years. They've gone up now to 23 cents per.
Which is a more than 20% increase. And they said, we only change our prices when our costs change. And after holding our price for a banana at 19 cents each for more than 2 decades, we now, a change is necessary.
Aww.
It's, how much does a banana weigh?
Oh, wow.
More than a pound or less than a pound?
Oh, less than a pound.
I don't think of bananas in terms of pennies per, we think per pound, not per banana.
Right, and they sell them by the banana, because, usually you go up and weigh them, and then that's what you end up paying. No, a banana is way less than a pound. I'm not sure exactly. Let me, what does a banana weigh, is what Jamie asked, and the answer is about 118 grams. 4 bananas, they say, are about 1.04 pounds, so about a quarter of a pound each.
Quarter of a pound each. Okay. So that means that they are selling bananas for 76 cents a pound. They're 19 cents each.
If they were 19,
19 times 4?
Yes, correct.
Times 4. Yeah. Okay.
And so add 16 cents to that, and that's what you would get. What did you say it was, 76?
So 76.
So 92 cents a pound.
You keep adding 19 cents.
Is what they're doing now, because they went up from 19 cents to 23 cents. So they added 4 cents per banana.
Yes.
So, the current price would be just under $1 a pound.
Okay, how much are bananas normally in the grocery store? This is what I was trying to get at. Is this still cheaper than buying bananas in the grocery store?
Oh.
In a different grocery store?
My guess would be but it would just be that. It would be a guess. I don't know. I didn't pay attention the last time I bought bananas. I just wanted them and bought them.
I never buy them. I like them. I just never buy them. I assume this is still a better deal than what you're going to get in any other grocery store.
I promise.
Or they wouldn't raise it to this.
I promise this is much less dirty than it sounds, but I actually have a banana hanger. So
a what?
A banana hanger. It's a
What's
thing.
What's a banana hanger?
It's a thing that sits on your counter. It's got a base and then an arm that comes up and goes over the top and then a little hook. And you hang a bunch of bananas on it so that they don't, because if you just sit them on the counter, they get bruised up on the bottom. So this way you can just kind of hang them there like they would hang on the tree and then it'll get bruised up. So
was that a wedding gift or is that something that everybody has in their house?
This is actually my second banana hanger. The first one broke. So Colin just wants me to stop saying banana hanger on the air, I think, right now. But
I think you're going to end up saying something else if you're not careful.
Yeah, we had one and it broke, so we had to get a new one. But no, that's a thing because I don't like.
Is that a fancy house thing?
No,
or is that
everybody
has one?
I don't know
if
it costs a lot. I mean, I think it was like $5 or something like that. It's not real intricate, but it just, I like my bananas to ripen a lot. I mean, I like them like almost all brown on the outside. And if you do that when they're sitting on the counter, then they get really gross on the bottom and slimy. So I kind of need the hanger.
Okay. Many of you are saying that bananas are 59 cents a pound today.
So
45
Trader Joe's
cents
is,
a pound.
They're more expensive. That's rare to find that, Trader Joe's be, outpacing everybody else in terms of price.
But actually, the reason I don't grocery shop at Trader Joe's other than for wine and peanut butter cups is everything there is more expensive than a normal grocery store. So it wouldn't shock me if this was higher. 23 cents each isn't a bargain, people are saying. Okay.
It was just convenient. I mean, that's why they had that thing there. Because if you're walking around the store hungry, which you really shouldn't do, you know, you can at least pick up a banana that you can eat on the way out. And it's only going to ding you 19 cents or now 23 cents plus tax. So
somebody said they call it a banana hammock. Not a banana hanger.
That's not what a banana hammock is. No. A banana hammock is a Speedo. That's something else entirely. That's really funny, though. Thank you for that.
We have to get to a break, but I'm stuck on this. This was not the direction we were going to go. But I'm stuck on, because I'm doing some like kitchen shopping and stuff. I'm replacing some things. And so I keep getting all these lists from Amazon. Here are all the things that make your kitchen better than it's ever been before lists. This banana hanger has never shown up on any list. Are there other things like that that are specifically for a purpose that most of us don't have in our houses, but that are amazing, like really good solutions?
The only one that springs to my mind is the one that they have at the Pampered Chef parties, the apple peeler corer slicer.
Yes.
You know, something like
that. I do not have that.
Or the thing that you use to cut out the core in the middle of a pineapple.
Yes.
That thing, you know, with the concentric circles. Yeah.
Do you have stuff like that, people? And is it worth it? What do you have that is a very specific, can't really use it for anything else thing that's worth it? 913-586-7798. Back here in a few minutes on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Colin tells me our phones may not be working.
They're not. Great. We just tested them. Yeah.
They are not working. We are working on fixing them.
Malfunctioning.
Well, that's amazing.
People are calling. Trust me. I see that you are calling. I cannot answer the calls.
We cannot issues. Answer your calls. Okay. And that's unfortunate because I just went squirrel here for a second. Although I really am enjoying the answers to this. John has a banana hanger, which has precisely one purpose, which is to hang your bunch of bananas on. Because apparently, if you don't do that, they get bruised more quickly.
Yeah, on the bottom where they're touching the counter. Okay. Just their weight on them makes them bruise up. So, it does come in handy. Now, if you eat your bananas as soon as you get them, if you like them nice and bright yellow or even a little bit green, then you're going to be fine putting them on the counter. But if you like to let them ripen up a bit like I do, then, you kind of need that.
So we were asking, I was asked, that feels like a fancy house thing to me. That feels like a, if you have that, I like, John, that makes me curious about what are the other single use devices that you also have in your kitchen.
Somebody brought these up on the text line and we had just gotten them. Jenna had been experimenting with salt and pepper shakers, different kinds of them, and, you know, pepper grinders and things like that. And finally settled on these ones. They're stainless steel and very sleek looking on the outside. And they're battery powered, and it's a salt grinder and a pepper grinder. So you put the like rock salt in there, the pink stuff, and all you do to activate them is just flip them over. So as soon as you flip them over, they automatically start grinding whatever you want, which is kind of great. The other one, and it's amazing how many gadgets there are to do this. Opening jars has always been kind of an issue for Jen. I'm the one that usually gets like, "Well, you come in here and open this thing." All right, yeah, I'll be right there. So we got this thing that mounts. We have like cabinets that hang down from the ceiling in the kitchen. You know what I mean? That go like over the island, and that's where all the dishes are. So we got one that's a circle, and it mounts up underneath that cabinet. And it's got teeth on one side and then just in a V shape. It's got teeth on one side and then just a solid little, you know, ledge on the other side. Mm-hmm. And you put the jar in there and twist it and it hangs onto it for you. So you can use both hands to open it. It's much easier that way. That's a great one. And if you weren't looking for it, you would never see it.
Okay. Here's the other thing. Our text line does not easily accept links. A couple of you have texted in website links. Don't.
Yes.
Because it comes in 16 different text messages, and then it's hard to click on it. Just describe it, and we'll find it. I laugh because there is no person here to open jars for me. I have just gotten good at, you just turn the jar over and just do one quick pound on the floor.
You can do that. You can also
run it. Pops it.
If you run it under hot water.
Yeah.
Because the glass of the jar and the metal of the lid have a different coefficient of expansion. So it makes it a lot easier to open if you just run it under some hot water.
I'm laughing because a couple of these things that some of you have texted in, I just bought. I kind of I'm on a create an Amazon list kick right now. And then go back and order it when I have credits on Amazon or gift cards and stuff like that. And I just bought, it is a tool for grinding up ground meat, ground, like that you put in your pan. I'm just doing the move and nobody can see what the hell I'm doing. But were you?
I can. It looked perfect to me.
It's got like a claw on the bottom and you put it into your ground meat as it's browning to break it up.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
$6 on Amazon.
Right.
Why I don't own one of these, but it's arriving at the end of the week.
I love that somebody on the text line said they have a cherry pitter. That's great. I didn't even know such a thing existed, but I mean, I don't like the maraschino cherries out of the jar. I mean, they're okay if you put one of them. If like one of them on a Sunday is fine, but if I just want some cherries to eat,
Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant on the day of the week.
No. on the dessert.
Got it.
We are talking like, right past each Sunday. Other. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Any other day of the week, forget it. I'm not eating those things. No. But if I'm just going to have like some cherries, I'm going to eat Bing cherries. Uh-huh. Those are like the, you know, just the regular cherries but they have pits in them. And I hate trying to eat around that. I would buy a cherry pitter.
So here's what I ask about things. I am not a gadget. I'm not a fan of buying things that I'm not going to use very often unless they are totally amazing. And these all feel like things I'm not going to use very often. And that feels like a waste. Like I ask, is there another way to get the pit out of a cherry that doesn't require a separate device?
There's got to be, right? Because they take them out of some. I mean, you can buy pitted cherries in a jar. So there must be a way to do that. But yeah, the same texter said they also have a device for taking the core out of a tomato. That's the thing that kind of like you can do that. Some of like the potato peelers will have the serrated edge on the other side. That's what that's for, is for coring out whatever, coring out a tomato or coring out something soft like that. That's why they're shaped like that. But having one dedicated would probably work a little bit better. Somebody said small ceramic grater for ginger and garlic. Yeah, those things are cool. The ones you squeeze. Mm-hmm. We also have the larger version of that that's a potato ricer. So
yes,
those are kind of cool. It's better than a masher, especially if you're making something you kind of want to still have hold together like gnocchi. somebody else mentioned the little tray for deviled eggs. I don't eat deviled eggs, but I know what you're talking about. And yeah, those things are kind of great.
I'm trying to think about what's the most specific tool I have. I have a lot of things specific for coffee.
Yeah.
If I'm dorking press. Out. Oh, John. Yeah. The French press is the everyday thing.
Yeah.
That's the every morning thing. There's the grinder. There's the mocha pot. There's the small pour over. There's the big pour over. There's one I'm forgetting. I do not own a regular coffee pot.
You know, somebody, this is the other thing I love about talking about kitchen gadgets like this, is that there are things that aren't designed for that you can use. Somebody asked mm-hmm. about taking the caps off the jars. Why not use an oil filter wrench? Yeah. Well, I guess the problem with that is that there are so many different sizes of jars. You'd need like 3 or 4 different filter wrenches in your kitchen. But I mean, if you want to do that, sure.
Yeah. Keep these coming in. Again, our phones don't work right now. So if you're trying to call and we're not answering, we're not ignoring you, I promise. Yeah, suggest other things that you bought. I've said before, I bought on Amazon one of the big choppers that has the different blades that you can put in it that has the basket on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I only use that about half the time. If I've just really got a lot to chop, otherwise I just do it.
We bought one off of Facebook Marketplace a couple of years ago when we first got to town. We happened to buy one that was, it had all the different blades for making julienne versus this versus that or whatever. And the problem with it is it's so unwieldy. It's just big, you know, and it's a pain in the butt because you got to take it down and put it together. And by the time you're done, to your point, you could have just chopped whatever you were going to chop. You'd be done by now.
Yeah, mine's not that big. I don't know what to compare it to. But it's the length of my forearm, probably. It's not that big. But I only do it if I'm really, if I'm making sauce or something and I'm really chopping everything, then it's worth it.
The melon baller. That's another one. I haven't seen one of those in forever. My parents, when they got married, they got a bunch of stuff off of their wedding registry from Cutco. Remember Cutco?
Uh-huh.
They're still around, by the way, and they still make stuff that lasts an absolute lifetime. But they had the Cutco melon baller that came as part of that set. They had that. They had the potato masher, a couple of knives. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, and the big spoon that had the slots in it.
Uh-huh. I'm laughing at this one. A texter says, I got a pickle picker for Christmas from my mother-in-law.
All right. I got to know, what's a pickle picker?
And I think you need to Google it, too, because I want to see it.
And how many pickles would a pickle picker pick if a pickle picker could pick pickles?
Very nicely done. It's basically mechanical fingers that reach into a pickle jar and grab a pickle.
Oh, cool.
You don't own a fork? I could use a fork.
Which is funny because there actually is a thing that's a piece of automotive equipment, you know, like mechanic gear called a pickle fork. It's for separating ball joints, but it looks just like a pickle fork. It's got two little tines on it, and that's what you use. But nobody calls it a ball joint separator. Everybody calls it a pickle fork.
Pickle picker. I love it. I just love it. That's just great.
I'm not the pickle picker. I'm the pickle picker's son. But yeah, enough with the tongue twisters. I'm going to screw somebody up and say something bad.
I'm shocked at how many of you have corers for different things. That's the biggest thing coming in on the text line, is a corer for for everything. Is there a different corer for each thing?
Yeah.
Is a pineapple corer not the same as a tomato corer?
Yeah, the pineapple corer is like a foot and a half tall, because it's got to be, you know, to get the whole pineapple. But yeah, you can get apple corers. And the other thing is the center of the pineapple corer is a lot mm-hmm. bigger than the one that you would use for an apple or a tomato or something like that.
Okay. To the person that just asked, have I tried the AeroPress? That was one of those things that sounded like a good idea that I put in my cart on Amazon and then decided I didn't need a 17th way to make coffee. And so I did not buy it. Person says, my wife used to use the French press. Now she has switched. It's the same thing, but she swears by it. I think it looks really cool because it looks like a big syringe. And I just think it looks neat. But the French press produces more volume. And some days I need...
Oh, okay.
I need more volume than what the AeroPress does.
Oh, come on. This can't be real. Somebody just texted in, my favorite gadget as a mom is a grape slicer. What on earth would one use a grape... Well, obviously for slicing grapes. Forget I asked the question, but you know what I mean. Is there actually really a thing called a grape slicer?
There is. You can get... Boy, they're cheap. You can get them... on at Walmart for $7.
I'm looking at one now. That's so funny. Yeah.
Or Amazon for $11.
Okay. I've never cut a grape in my life.
Why would you cut? What? Are there children that don't like skins on grapes?
Oh, does it skin them too? Is that what it does? Oh, I thought it just cut them in half.
Oh, I guess when you said grape slicer, that's what I... You're right.
It could be.
You're right. It would just be slicing the grape. Who can't just eat a grape?
Maybe it's for putting them on pizza. I'm kidding.
Take that back.
I'm totally kidding. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Like to put in tuna salad?
Maybe. Yeah.
I guess. That feels like one of those things. Is the slap chop the thing that I bought? Is that the thing that's got the...
That's right. What's that dude's name? The funny looking dude that did the infomercials.
The blonde we played guy. The infomercial.
Yeah.
Vince.
Yeah, Vince. Right. The slap chop guy.
Okay. Many of you have said grapes are a huge choking hazard for kids.
Wow.
Did you give your kids whole grapes, John?
I did. I'm a terrible parent. I should be arrested.
Wow. 30 of you have said, it's one text after another, grapes are a huge choking hazard for small children, you dummies.
Wow. Okay. Did we mention the text lines being a real jerk today? Just wanted to kind of toss that out there.
It is 50 texts from people saying kids choke on grapes.
Not only did I give my kids grapes, I ate them as a child, too. I guess my parents were also miserable human beings. They cut them into cubes.
Okay. Now it's not just, now we're being lectured about small toddlers can choke on round foods. Also hot dogs.
Sure. Yeah, but kids eat hot dogs too. So I guess we better start, you know, grinding them up or something.
All right. This is amazing. Okay, but we have to break. Phone's still not working, but feel free to text in if you would like. We'll wrap the hour next on KMBZ. The new Pearl Jam that will be out in theaters, some theaters, April 16th, as we were talking about. All right, let's talk about a couple stories that we planned to talk about an hour ago.
oh, I'm going to have to bring up my list again.
Entirely my fault. I know. More tabs open in front of you. Again, our phone lines are not working. If you keep trying to call, we cannot answer. And it's making us crazy because we see you calling and we can't answer and we feel bad, but we're sorry. All right. Canada has the world's only reserve of maple syrup and it has reached a 16-year low.
Yeah, this is not a good situation. They say that at this point, there's no reason to panic that, you know, this situation they think is temporary. But they said the reserve located in Quebec is designed to hold 133 million pounds of maple syrup. Right now, as of the end of last year, it had fallen to 6.9 million pounds. Again, that's down from 133 million pounds. So that's capacity. It's at 6.9 million pounds or 3.1 million kilograms. And they said that it's two things. Climate change, warmer weather has disrupted production, and demand is up. Everybody wants maple syrup. They want the real stuff. So it's been slowly dwindling away since 2020, and they're down 103 million pounds.
I want to talk about the rise in demand for a second. There's a new rise in demand for real maple syrup that we didn't have before.
I'm going to guess that a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, as before we saw prices going up, we saw people with a lot more money in their pockets because, I mean, here in the States, we had the stimulus checks and, you know, there were other measures that were taken to alleviate the economic hardship that was COVID. So we had a lot of people that all of a sudden got these influxes of cash. And maybe it's one of those things where the luxury items that we had foregone before, you know, to get imitation, whatever, you know, this stuff they call breakfast syrup that kind of tastes like maple, but isn't really. Uh-huh. That if you were buying that, then you thought, yeah, I got a few bucks in my pocket. Let me get the real stuff.
Here's a question you may not know the answer to. How long does it take? Is harvest the right word? How long would it take to make up for the drop in the reserve? You know what I mean?
Well, what needs to happen first? Yeah, I don't know the answer to that writ large, but what needs to happen first is they need to get another bumper harvest, and that hasn't happened in a few years.
Of maple trees?
Yeah, of maple trees. So what happens is the sap accumulates over the winter. And then when spring comes, you hear them say the sap is rising in the trees. So the longer the winter, the colder the winter, the more sap you tend to have at the end to make syrup out of.
Okay, got it. Well, hopefully they'll get it under control. Coming up, we are going to talk about Taylor Swift, which will sound very much like the opposite of what you're hearing right now, because of what Travis Kelce is getting criticism about. There is no shortage of things, but we'll talk about the latest here coming up next on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.